This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
As more details are coming in now about the FBI's focus on traditional Catholics, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210. This is our happy hour. Brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. We're going to be there live for our next live show. First of the summer on June 20th. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you come out and join us. That is going to be on Friday, June 20th. You don't need a ticket, but you will regret not coming out. That's for sure. It's going to be a blast. So do that, please. All right. So the targeting of Catholics. Remember the FBI and the Justice Department under Merrick Garland went after moms in yoga pants at school board meetings, and also Catholics praying in Latin at Mass, among other groups they went after. According to James Lynch at National Review, the Biden era's FBI efforts targeting traditional Catholics were far more extensive than previously known and involved personnel from multiple field offices, according to newly revealed documents that contradict former FBI Director Christopher Wray's congressional testimony. The FBI's focus on traditionalist Catholics was revealed in February of 2023 when a former agent published a leaked memo produced by the Bureau's Richmond, Virginia field office warning against the emerging threat posed by, quote, radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. The Richmond memo was largely based on the findings of the Southern Poverty Law Center, a despicable organization which has a record of maligning conservative groups as extremist. The memo was distributed to more than 1,000 FBI employees, but was later retracted after a public backlash. So then the FBI director at the time, Chris Wray, swamp creature, one of the worst appointments ever made, he was Chris Christie's attorney, by the way, was called before Congress to answer for the memo. He insisted that it was the product of a single field office and did not lead to any actual investigative operations. But new FBI records obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley suggest the Bureau's targeting of traditionalist Catholics was more widespread than Christopher Wray indicated. In addition to the memo, the FBI produced over a dozen documents and five attachments using anti-Catholic terminology. A second anti-Catholic memo was drafted and never published because of the backlash to the initial Richmond memo. According to Grassley, quote, these documents reveal the same day the Richmond memo was made public, the FBI searched to determine how many FBI products used similar terminology. It determined that at least 13 documents and five attachments use a terminology radical traditionalist Catholic. The production also shows these reports also relied in part on the thoroughly discredited and biased Southern Poverty Law Center as a source. A congressional investigation previously revealed the involvement of other FBI offices in the Richmond memo and agents' use of left-wing organizations as sources, but the existence of other anti-Catholic documents and the scale of the memo's distribution were not previously known. But before the Richmond memo was produced, analysts consulted with colleagues in the Louisville, Milwaukee, and Portland field offices, and the FBI analysts discussed the memo's contents over email and by phone. And they were exchanging information about traditionalist Catholics. Now, you know, my daughter Claire just recently had her first communion. She made her first communion a couple weeks ago. It was a beautiful day. It was a wonderful day. The sun was shining. I was so proud of my little girl. And as a Catholic, I find this to be incredibly offensive. I don't really know what a traditionalist Catholic means. I don't. I mean, you can pray in Latin, I guess. You can go to Mass in Latin. You can go every Sunday. You can go every day. I mean, some people go to church every day. But let's understand what this was really about. The person who was in charge of the FBI's civil rights office back then was a whack job. And she was determined to go after everybody who was pro-life and also to go after pregnancy crisis centers. As you know, adoption is very near and dear to my heart and my family. And we would not have two of our beautiful children without it. The idea that a woman is pregnant and goes to a pregnancy crisis center and this center does not immediately give her an abortion or tell her to go get one or drive her over to Planned Parenthood was what brought the ire of the former head of the Civil Rights Division. By the way, now that division is run by Harmeet Dillon, who's fantastic. She's a warrior for the Constitution and a warrior for conservatism and for truth. And she's already doing an amazing job of reversing what happened under the previous administration. So if you were a Catholic and you were praying outside an abortion clinic, if you were a pregnancy crisis center and you were trying to help these young women make what I consider to be one of the most selfless choices any person could ever make, which is to bring a child into this world, to allow that child to be placed with a loving parent or parents who otherwise cannot have a biological child or don't think they can until a bio baby surprise shows up one day. I think those women are amazing. They're heroes. They should be applauded and celebrated. But the FBI's Office of Civil Rights wanted to shut these pregnancy crisis centers down because they only wanted one avenue for these women, and that is Planned Parenthood. That's it. That's all they wanted. And what they did was they would say that traditional Catholics were doing things like when you pray outside an abortion clinic, you are violating the FACE Act, which is the law that prevents you from blocking access to an abortion clinic. And that's not what these people were doing. They were praying. They would offer counsel to these women if they were interested. You know, there's a scene in a movie called Juno where the character, ironically enough, the actress at the time, who's now identifying as a man, but she did a great job in that movie. Ellen Page was her name back then. She's now changed it to Elliot. But she was really good. She's a scene where she's going in to have an abortion, and there's this woman out there praying and says, you know, the baby's got a, your fingernail, the baby's fingernails are already growing, it's got a heartbeat, and she says, I can't go through with this, and she leaves. That movie actually is a great movie that, you know, I mean, I was surprised it got made, but that's the idea, is to make sure that nobody would convince a woman going into one of those places to turn around and go across the street over to the adoption agency and talk to them. Before the Richmond memo was produced, information from the Louisville field office influenced a presentation put together by a Richmond analyst. Oh, Susan can join? Yeah, let's have her join in. Yeah, we can have, I'm sure she'd love to weigh in on this subject, actually, as well. We have her, our buddy Susan Crabtree. She there now?
She'll be here in 2 seconds.
2 seconds. All right. While she does that, let me just tell you that this is the Big Serve of the Hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He is the guy who's going to give you the smile of compassion and care, and he is not one of those big chain dental offices. Avoid those places. go see Dr. Mike today, because Dr. Mike is the man. VeneriaDental.com, Dr. Mike Veneria.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The other thing, too, that I think is really important to realize about all the efforts of the FBI at the moment, or at least back then, was an intimidation factor to try to get people to shut up, to not get in the way of the government by speaking out. And so they would purposely now arrest people to make examples out of them. Mark Houck's a great example in Pennsylvania. And they arrested him and they put him through a trial and they tried to get them to go to a plea deal to plead guilty and accept a jail sentence or something. They want to make an example so people just shut up and don't say anything and keep quiet about it. That's what they want. And if they do those things, then they try to be successful about it. That's always their goal. And if they had had their way, the intimidation factor would have been off the charts. And you know what? Perfect time to welcome our guest, Susan Crabtree, Real Clear Politics, national political correspondent and author of the book Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. Susan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Rich. Doing great.
Wonderful. I was just talking about the story of the FBI's targeting of Catholics and how we're now we're finding out now it's much more widespread than we initially thought. Any thoughts on that while I have you?
Yeah, I just thought, actually, my good friend Carrie Pickett over at the Washington Times broke that story yesterday. It's just typical. We were told it was minimized. Christopher Wray said it was limited to one document. He then said that he had basically stamped that out. That's not something that was, big deal at the FBI. It was just this one document. Very limited, but now we're finding out that it was very widespread. There was far more documents involved in Senator Chuck Grassley was the one that was leading that investigation, and we have him to thank for a lot of whistleblowers coming forward in the FBI and other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, too, It's a situation where the weaponization by the Office of Civil Rights under that previous director, going after moms, going after Catholics, it was just a weaponization of the Civil Rights Office. I know now that Harmeet Dhillon's there, it's much different. Mm-hmm. Thank God she's there, right?
Yes, absolutely. She is now launching investigations left and right. Most recently, we saw with the California public schools, she put them on notice that they had basically violated the Equal Rights Protections, Equal Rights Clause for their men and women sports, the boys and that have been, getting the top medals in track and field in California. Now that they are noticed that every single one of California's 1,600 public schools now need to certify that they're not violating that clause of the Constitution. And I asked Gavin Newsom's office if there would be, is he advising the public schools on what to do? Is his administration, is the Department of Education? And he punted on that question, surprise, surprise, yesterday. But it punted to the California Intercollegiate Federation that governs all the schools. They said, no, we're not affiliated with that in any way, shape, or form, even though the first partner, she calls herself, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, has done a lot of partnerships with that organization for mental health and other reasons. But yeah, it's obviously he has supported the previous guidance from CIF that said that they could have sort of all the women and girls that play second in those track and field events, they could actually go on to the finals. They're basically changing the rules so that everybody gets a trophy. Mm. So Harmeet is going after them. She did so this week. It was refreshing to see that the Department of Education, as you know, going after higher education, basically not accrediting, saying they're not going to accreditate Columbia today University over there, the way they handled the anti-Semitic protests over the course of the last year and several months since those October attacks in Israel.
Susan, while I have you, tell me about Tijuana sewage. It's a question I really never wanted to ask before, but I've been hearing about this for quite some time now. Sewage from Tijuana.
Yes, I actually went down to the border with EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, and we toured the facilities, and my eyes actually were getting red because of the chemicals that are in the air from this terrible sewage problem. It's actually getting our SEALs, because they train on Coronado, which is right by the border, just miles away from the border between Mexico and California. And it's getting our Navy SEALs sick. It's getting citizens, California citizens sick. And it's been a real problem now ever since I can imagine. I can remember dating back decades ago as a California native, this has been a problem. But it's increased because the population of Tijuana has doubled in that time. And so they're putting out far more sewage. And they had to shut down the Coronado beaches in southern San Diego over Memorial Day weekend, which is just ridiculous. And so we have local politicians trying to hold them account. And actually, Lee Zeldin himself said that by next year on Earth Day, he's going to have some type of agreement. Either there's going to be another facility, sewage treatment facility that's built, or Tijuana is going to handle it on their side of the fence, and hopefully there'll be some combination thereof. But it's just a terrible, terrible problem that's going on. It's sort of third world nation kind of stuff. And really, the Biden administration did nothing to crack down. That's not a surprise, but yeah, on Mexico over this issue.
Susan Crabtree's with us, Real Clear Politics. All right, so we have the Secret Service preliminary report on Butler. Is that out now?
Oh, it was out. The summary was out months ago. What happened in the last 24 hours is Corey Lewandowski went on Betty Johnson's podcast and said they're engaged in a cover-up. You know, the Biden administration was engaged in a cover-up of this information. Well, yeah, I've been saying that for months. I've been reporting for months, even on your show, Rich, I think, they classified the Mission Assurance Report, which is their internal report on what is, you know, their failures. So it's their version of the congressional investigations. And I'm told there is some, it's even juicier than the investigations we've seen by Congress and then the independent review board appointed by Biden. But it's all classified, so you can't get it. And even the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, can't get it for DHS. And I'm told maybe only the Intelligence Committee can get it. So, you know, this was people reacted to it like as a big surprise. But we've known this for months that's what Ron Rowe, the former acting director, who was appointed by DHS Secretary Mayorkas, you know, who was in charge of the flooding the border, which he said was secure, but was flooding with more than 10 million immigrants into this country. So he appointed Ron Rowe, and it's no surprise to me that they classified this, and mm-hmm. I'm hoping that DNI Director Tulsi Gabbard can get a hold of it, and the intelligence committees in Congress can get a hold of it.
I don't get it. I mean, here we are, it's June. You know, we're almost a year out from when Butler happened. We're in charge now. Our people are in charge. The people I can understand these conversations happening, Susan Crabtree, if Kamala Harris had won, but this is inexcusable to me.
I'm telling you, and I've said it before on your show, that congressional oversight of the Secret Service has disappeared. And we had all these hearings last fall, investigations. They wrapped it up with a little bow, and there's been no follow-up on whether any of the reforms have been implemented. And, you know, you had the Independent Review Board making suggestions for reforms. You had Congress doing so. And there's no follow-up. And as we know, we just had this DEI catfight between two women uniformed division officers mm-hmm. that I reported on. And we had the audio and the video. And it was an embarrassment to the agency. And in the last 24 hours, instead of the Secret Service saying, hey, we're going to raise our professional standards and that is just, you know, we're not going to tolerate this type of fighting and unprofessional behavior that gets leaked out, we're not going to tolerate that. They went after the leaks themselves and basically said that they're going to that this is a dereliction of their duties, that this is, you know, whistleblowers leaking in to the media or to Congress is not acceptable. And they cracked down on that without saying anything about the unprofessionalism. And I'm telling you that there are agents that are running for the doors. They're just people are waiting for their retirement to retire, the senior agents. And if they still have, you know, a few years left before retirement, that they can't take it anymore, they are going to the Drug Enforcement Agency and to the U.S. Marshals Service, every other agency but the Secret Service. They're dealing with a mass exodus. And they may be, Sean Curran and DHS Secretary Noem have said, oh, we're increasing our recruits. Well, that's great because you have a mass exodus out of the door that basically a brain drain and talent drain that we've already spent our taxpayer dollars for years. So all of the experience is headed out the door at the Secret Service. And that's a serious problem when they're still saying they're stretched thin and they're having huge morale problems. And there's been no conversations between Sean Curran and the rank and file. He has not addressed the rank and file about any changes that he's made since coming on board.
It's also strange. Susan Crabtree's with me, Real Clear Politics investigative reporter. She's one of the best out there and also author of the book Fool's Gold, Who Killed the California Dream, the Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream, and now threaten us all. So former acting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe is out. He planned to resign in February, but has remained on the payroll as a senior advisor for more than 4 months. We also know that we had this situation right now with China where these two people got arrested for smuggling in this fungus, right? This potential biological weapon. Susan, have you seen the show The Last of Us on HBO?
No, I have not. Sorry to say.
The first season was good. The second season was stupid. But the bottom line is that it's all about a global pandemic started by a fungus in flour that turns people into fungus people. Now, I'm not suggesting that that's exactly what would happen in this case, but obviously this kind of biological terrorism could cause the a massive, massive problem in the United States of America if China were to infect our food supply with the fungus that could make grains just completely make us sick. And so that would be an economic calamity. I guess the point of this arrest that happened and now this indictment against these Chinese nationals is, you know, we're still dealing with China being the problem in the United States and the world. And yet at this moment right now, we hear that there's conversations regarding China. But you're telling us, and you've told us before on this show, the Newsom administration officials have had closed-door trade cooperation talks with Chinese officials. How are they able to engage in that, Susan, without violating the Logan Act? That's something I don't understand.
Yeah, they're doing it in a flagrant way. This week they're having meetings with Chinese officials in California, different levels of it. There's so many different California officials involved in this. And to me, it's just, it is flagrant. Newsom already has had sued the Trump administration over the tariffs, and the judge said, it's not your jurisdiction. It was clearly unconstitutional. So just this week, the judge threw out the case, the California case against the Trump administration on that score. But to me, it was just an obvious waste of California taxpayer dollars. They have $15 million that they approved during the wildfires in the middle of January to fight the Trump administration. Gavin Newsom has been in bed, as we say in our as we detail in our book Fool's Gold, with the Chinese government. He's been selling his wine over there, trademarked his wine there. Actually, just poured the wine itself for CCP officials at a swanky restaurant that is owned by the same person who's on the board of the nonprofit called China SF, standing for San Francisco, that Gavin Newsom started when he was mayor of San Francisco. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years. Of course, he was over there, you know, sort of flashing around on in Chinese EVs by the same company that backed his COVID, that paid for his COVID public service announcements, telling us all how to lock down and put up our mask in between bites. It's his, because of our book, his relationship with China has been well documented. So I really don't understand how, you know, he thinks he's going to engage in tariff talks and trade talks one-on-one, but he's been getting away with it for years and years and years, decades. So he's just going to continue doing so, and along with other, and encourage other officials in California to do so too. But so why is China, you know, meanwhile, China's bringing in these terrible, Chinese nationals are bringing in these new, what could become an epidemic or pandemic into our country. And we don't see any kind of distancing from the Newsom administration from China at all.
No. No, and, you know, I think you'd have to be an idiot now to think that China didn't unleash COVID-19 on purpose. And I think you'd have to be a bigger idiot if you think that this thing came from nature. They wanted to unleash economic calamity on the United States of America, and they still do. Look, I understand when governors go on these missions and they go, but those are when we are in good standing with those countries, when governors go to these missions. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, as a member of Congress, in fulfilling her obligation on whether or not to declare war, went and met with Bashar al-Assad, and you would have thought that she, committed treason. Here we are in the United States in a very delicate moment with China right now, and we're trying to deal with them. And you've got Gavin Newsom going over and trying to negotiate separate trade deals after the Trump administration has put in certain trade tariffs and other barriers against China for the purpose of trying to negate China's bad behavior. So Gavin Newsom is just completely undermining the Trump administration on this and doing so deliberately, in my opinion.
Absolutely. He's already flung open the Golden Gate of California to Chinese companies. He's ushered in more than 100 Chinese companies into our country, and they have dumped their solar products, this is just one example, onto our markets, undermining our own taxpayer-subsidized companies, including Solyndra, which Solyndra was a big joke, but what we didn't know about it was it failed. As Gavin Newsom brought in this Chinese company, SunTech, which undermined it, and actually Solyndra ended up suing SunTech and winning those suits against them, and SunTech ended up basically folding because it was a corrupt company. And it's a longer story. You can read about it in the book. But that's just one of the many things. There was other real estate companies that Gavin Newsom brought in that ended up getting found. One of their officials was found guilty of bribing a San Francisco top official for their housing department that was appointed by Newsom. I mean, it goes on and on. There are so many examples in our book of just he let these companies come in and they are profiting off of the American companies and their intellectual property. That's a basic complaint. But they're also, he also brought in this head of CalPERS, which is California's pension system. And the guy was found guilty. He was making more money than any other government official in California, more than $1 million a year, something to that effect. And he was actually a CCP official and was in charge of the banking. And so Congress got wind of this and they finally got rid of him. And he was put the ethics committee in California. It's called the California Fair Practices Commission. They were still investigating it. 4 years later, we were trying to get them to say, what did he do? What were the ethics violations that he engaged in? Because I think he had some BlackRock stock that he didn't disclose and then was investing CalPERS in BlackRock. So that was what the slap on the wrist that he got. He ended up getting a $10,000 fine for a guy making so much money. I mean, and we pushed them to put out the findings. So it's California ethics is just, it's absolutely non-existent. And, their relationship with the Chinese runs deep. It's a natural connection between San Francisco because there's a lot of Chinese nationals there. And Gavin Newsom actually owed his mayoral victory to a lot of prominent Chinese officials in San Francisco. So I know he felt beholden to them for this long, but, what we would like to know is how much wine has Gavin Newsom sold into China? What is his personal profiting from it?
I'd like to know what kind of Chinese food pairs with Napa Valley Cabernets. Susan Crabtree, always a pleasure. Follow Susan on X at Susan Crabtree and get the book Fool's Gold. Thanks, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rizzioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Listen, your smile is everything. It really is. It lights up the room. I was reading this whole study about the mood contagion and how when you smile at other people, it makes such a difference in the energy that you transmit to them. It really goes a long way. So that's why you need to have a great smile. And if you're nervous about your smile, if you don't use your smile because you don't like it, or you don't think it's beautiful enough, or you got a missing tooth, then go see the guy, my dentist, my friend, Dr. Mike Veneria. Because he's been recognized by his peers for over 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years as a master of dental implants and complex dental procedures. He's the guy that dentists send their patients to. And doctors go see Dr. Mike Veneria for their smile. So you can trust him. Nowadays, there's all these chain dental offices out there. Don't go to those places. Go to Dr. Mike. He's got two offices for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. You know what sets him apart? It's about care. It's about compassion. It's not about the money. It's not about the cost. That's the Mike Veneria difference. That's why he is the official dentist of the Zioli family. and your smile is going to look great, just like my wife Bridget's smile. I mean, Bridget has always had a beautiful smile, but she needed veneers replaced, and Dr. Mike put caps in, and they look absolutely gorgeous. So make sure you go see him today. Stop putting it off. 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
A lot of ways out of the liberal indoctrination of our children's minds. And one of those ways is PragerU. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On X at Rich Scioli. As we continue along here with our happy hour, remind you, we'll be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on June 20th, Friday, June 20th, for our first official live show of the summer. I want to welcome to the program Justin Kite, PragerU Kids Creative Director. He's part of the team that created the PragerU Trailblazer series. Justin, welcome to the show, and thank you very much for sending me a copy of Trailblazer. My son Patrick, who's 10, is an avid reader. He's very excited to dive in, so thank you.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Mr. Scioli, for having me on.
First of all, please call me Rich. I beg of you.
Will do.
Secondly, thank you for having me out to PragerU a couple months ago. It was great. It was an honor to be out there. Michael Knowles and I had a great time talking about Animal Farm. What an impressive operation you guys have. But first of all, let me ask, how is Dennis Prager doing?
He's getting better and better.
Good.
You know, it's not an ideal situation by any means, but if there's anybody that can tackle it, it's Mr. Prager.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, Michael did a fantastic job. I had a blast doing it with him, and I can't wait for the episode to be published. When I left, you guys gave me a whole bunch of stuff. You gave me a bunch of books, which I brought home to the kids, also socks, really cool stuff. But what's the mission of PragerU in general? And then let's talk about the mission when it comes to kids.
Well, I think with PragerU, it's to take complex ideas and make them digestible for the masses. And our bread and butter is our 5-minute videos. And it really is, you know, it's taking the things that take PhDs and experts, you know, hours to talk about, and we make them bite size, and we make them to where they can reach the masses.
How many views do these videos get?
Oh goodness, millions and millions, mm-hmm. and world, and like our focus is within the borders primarily, but our audience is even global.
Is the secret the fact that they are not very, very long? Because I know we live in a day right now where everybody's starved for attention. So,
I mean, sometimes I would even argue that the 5 minutes is a little long. You know, like that's what a war we have with attention spans. But then our mission with PragerU Kids, you know, to borrow a phrase from our CEO, Marissa Streit, that she uses all the time, is to teach what isn't being taught. Mm-hmm. And that's what we strive to do, both in our ideology, but then, in the beliefs that we prescribe to. But specifically with this Trailblazer series, sometimes teaching what isn't being taught isn't so much a style, but just there's a vacuum, mm-hmm. and things have just been either forgotten or neglected or purposefully omitted. But then that's where PragerU Kids steps in.
So when it comes to Trailblazer, what's the idea behind it? It's going to be a series of books.
It is a series of 7 biographies that tells the tales of courage and bravery inside of the American spirit. And so, you know, we're aiming to kind of reintroduce American heroism and the, you know, just tried and true, you know, like these foundational principles that led this country to become what it is, which, you know, like objectively, like courage and bravery is always compelling.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, we as the United States of America, we have this entire arsenal of stories that put bravery and courage in in big letters. But for whatever reason, I have my theories, but those types of stories have been placed on the back burner for a few generations now. And so it's our job to bring them back to the forefront and to do so in a way that is unique and special and of the times, so that even though these are old tales, we tell them in a way that is contemporary and mm-hmm. will address that ever shrinking attention span that you talk of.
Justin, I appreciate you being here today. Justin Kite's with me. PragerU is the creative director for PragerU Kids. You're a former public school teacher. You got disillusioned with the public school system. So what happened? One day you stumbled along a PragerU video and it changed your life?
As kind of Hollywood as that sounds. I was a public school teacher for 11 years. And on top of that, for two more years, I taught teachers that were entering the public school system. And you know, one thing about teaching social studies, which was primarily what I did, is you're constantly on the search for good resources to supplement the lessons that you give to your kids. And I came across 5-minute videos and was just struck by their honesty and that they were addressing some things that I had always been I had been curious about. And just because me myself being a product of public schools and then being trained in the public school system, I never considered myself anything but a liberal and anything but a Democrat. But there were some things that honestly didn't pass the sniff test, and I was always curious about. And so then when I started digging into the 5-minute videos and I started finding examples of these kind of debunks of those things that didn't pass that sniff test for me, it piqued my interest and dug a little deeper. And as soon as I saw enough, I was like, man, I want to work for these people. And so I was able to make that happen.
Good for you,
kind of with a shared enemies. I would say was kind of what brought me into the PragerU family.
That is such a cool story. I love that. And then leaving, of course, the security of the public school system in terms of a job to basically, you know, be part of something like PragerU is amazing. My theory on why we don't talk about or teach our children about America's heroism and bravery and courage and these things is because the left wants us to believe America sucks and we've always been a horrible country. And the goal is to destroy the Constitution because the Constitution is the guardrails, the safeguard that keeps the left from controlling the country and taking over with their socialist utopian nonsense. And if they can convince everybody that America was built on a pillar of white supremacy and slavery and just a bunch of rich white dudes in Philly and Boston who just wanted to get richer, then you have to say that the whole country was built on this foundation that needs to be torn down. And it's not enough just to topple statues. You then have to tear up the founding documents and start over. And I have long believed that that is the ultimate goal of the left. It is. It was never about, you know, toppling Confederate generals years ago. And it was never about changing the name of schools. It was always eventually going to get down to the founding fathers. And they're there now. Right. I mean, they're changing and trying to cancel Thomas Jefferson. They're changing the name of George Washington schools. And yet Woodrow Wilson remains. And, you know, we could talk about that in another show. But in terms of American presidents, the founders and the people who were behind the revolution and the writers and the thinkers, they want all of that erased. And this is where you get into things like the 1619 Project and the other nonsense to indoctrinate our children that America is fundamentally rotten. And so if you convince them of that, then the obvious conclusion in their mind becomes, well, we have to start over. And that's their goal, in my opinion, Justin.
I agree with you 100%. But I'd also just like to add that inside of the study of history, And for generations now, there has been this movement to do away with what the opponents call the great man like approach or the great man theory.
Yeah.
And there is a concerted movement to remove the agency of the individual and make everything about systems and make everybody just a product of their system. And so when someone does something courageous or incredible, that's reduced. And when somebody does something terrible, or is an enemy of the people, then that's reduced. And it's all chalked up to everybody just being a product of their environment in hopes that then they can drum up enough like support to then deconstruct and crush the environment and have a brand new system, which then gets in line with what you were talking about with the destruction of the Constitution.
It's, you know, earlier this week, I was on Fox News, shameless plug Monday, talking about this, the Nate Silver report about young men and how they are just fleeing the Democrat Party. And a big part of it was there's now a return of the idea that, hey, I can be successful. I want to be successful. I want to have it all. I want the money and the car and the house and the beautiful wife and the dream. I want the dream. And young men now feel confident enough to try to pursue that and to become a great man. Again, and the Democrat Party's message has been you cannot make it. And if you try to do those things, you're toxic, you're toxic masculinity. So the broader point of, yes, it is about knocking down the individual and saying for the good of the collective, you have to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So either for the sake of climate change, you have to sacrifice for the fact that other people in your class are not as smart as you or don't work as hard. So in the name of equity, you have to sacrifice. You have to give up certain things. And if you do succeed, you've succeeded on the pillars of something that was created that was evil in its form. So you have to give it up. When you do succeed, and then you start hearing people screaming about the oligarchs and the oligarchy, as Bernie Sanders would say it. I'm just happy that there is a return. I credit PragerU in a big way because I know there are so many young people who watch those 5-minute videos and have had their eyes open up. So we're getting back, I do think, to that place, and certainly doesn't help with the last. I mean, it doesn't hurt with the last election that you have a guy who has always believed in success who won. That people are now saying, like, you know what? I don't want to have a message of doom and gloom, and then I'm a victim. I want to go out there and try. And part of what Nate Silver was writing about, which I thought was fascinating, was this idea of there's a message of neuroticism out there and fear. Like, you can't make it. You can't succeed. The government needs to be there to help you. And young men in particular now, young people are rejecting that and saying, you know what? I want to be a risk taker. With everything around courage and bravery, inherently there is, correct me if I'm wrong here, Justin, an enormous sense of risk taking, not risk aversion.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up the male aspect of this, and specifically the young male aspect of this, because for most of my career, I taught in environments that were, you know, economically marginalized would be kind of like the leftist euphemism to use. But frankly, let's just say, like, I taught in the hood, and I got fed up with the amount of just importance placed upon race. Mm-hmm. And so I left and went, like, basically just like cross town in hopes of getting away, getting saying bye to all the, like, just like racial, like, exceptionalism, and like, this race has to do this and this race has to do that, and you're the victims, you're the oppressors, all the yada yada. But what I found immediately upon crossing the track, so to speak, and going to the more privileged and higher socioeconomic like neighborhood, was that there was still the tension, but instead of it being racial, it was based on male female. Mm-hmm. And that year I was teaching fifth grade, and there I was surrounded by it. Was, you know, it's the last year of elementary school, and elementary schools are dominated by women even more than middle schools and high schools. And I felt an attack on masculinity, and it seemed like I call it like the kindness brigade, and they were after any type of, you know, it takes a risk to raise your hand and try to answer the question, you know, in front of your 30 classmates. It takes sticking your neck out with an element of aggressiveness to be the best in the class, you know. And any time there was this element of a young man trying to be the best, it was squashed.
Yeah.
And that brings me back to our Trailblazer series, because really what we're trying to do here, on the surface, it's to have great stories that are great for anybody. And they are. But we need examples, and we need examples of masculine greatness in this country, because frankly, we wouldn't be here without it. And it feels funny to the students. I'm telling, like, kids are the ultimate BS detectors, and they pick up on the way in which things are being warped in how they're being taught to them. And so, like, us providing these resources for teachers and for parents to have these great stories of dudes who risked it all, like not just like, they risked their job, they risked their lives, and they went out into the great unknown, and they made it.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yeah. And you can do it too. And that's the message that needs to be transmitted, is that you can do it too. Take a risk and go for it. And if you fail, go for it again. And if you fail, learn from it and go for it again. And that message has to be broadcast from everywhere. So I applaud PragerU. I applaud you guys for doing this Trailblazer series. It's great. And I would highly recommend you go to PragerU.com today and sign up. Justin Kirk, thanks so much for joining me here today, man. Or Kite, excuse me, here in Philadelphia. Justin, are you on social media? Can we follow you as well?
Heck no.
Oh, good for you. All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But you can go to Amazon and get our books. You can also go to our website that'll link you to our books. You can buy the books in isolation. We have all seven as paperbacks, or you can get the collection in a beautiful hard copy edition that is spectacular if you've got kids. And even if you don't have kids, it makes a wonderful coffee table book.
I agree. I should have brought mine in today for this, and I meant to, and I forgot. But I'll do it tomorrow. And I'll show everybody on the YouTube stream tomorrow. So, Justin, thanks for joining us here, man. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work at PragerU. And send my best to everyone over there, please.
Will do. It was wonderful meeting you.
Wonderful meeting you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, as you know, is my happy place. And we are going to be very happy on June 20th when I'm there for our next live show, which is our first official show of the summer. Chaos will ensue. It always does at live shows, and I want you to join us. And I want you to think about this coming summer, because you book your June midweek stay and you save. Three nights get you $60 a night in resort credits. Five nights get you $70 a night. Stay seven nights, get $80 a night in resort credits. So, Rich, what are resort credits? Easy. Resort credits are credits you can use on property right there at the Grand Hotel, from Hemingway's restaurant to the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, and the gift shop. The Grand Hotel has a beautiful, huge outdoor heated pool, a beautiful, huge indoor heated saltwater pool, and it's got an arcade room for the kids. Beautiful rooms. Many of the rooms have kitchenettes and refrigerators, and of course, great people who are there. How could they not? They invite us to come and do our show, so you know they're with us. And if you're thinking about doing an event, look no further than the best of the best, recently named the best of the Jersey Shore, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The best for weddings and banquets and beachfront stays overall. All you got to do is go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and I'll see you there on June 20th.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.